Good evening, Radio Waterloo listeners, and welcome back to another episode of Through the Static. I'm your host, Jordan Callist, and you are tuned in to 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo. I'm here with you until 10 p.m. tonight. Tonight, we've got a lineup of songs spanning a number of different genres, as usual. And I'm going to start us off with an artist that is coming to Toronto this weekend. I believe it's Friday and Saturday. And I'm playing them because two of my friends are going to see her. And I've also just been listening to her for a little while. And I like some of her music. So, you know, this is a name that you probably all know. I'm going to play you a couple tracks from Olivia Rodrigo. Obviously, you know, kind of a young, I don't know if genius is the right word, but you know, young pop star. She started writing stuff when she was, you know, about 16 or 17 and has kind of just taken off from there. So I'm going to start you off today on the show with, I'm going to start you off with a track of hers called So American, which just came out last week. Shout out to Rachel. Hopefully you're excited about that one. And then I'm also going to play Good For You.
Feet on the dashboard, he's like a poem out. Guess you moved on really easily. You found a new girl and it only took a couple weeks. Remember when you said that you wanted to give me the world? And good for you, I guess that you've been working on yourself. I guess the therapist I found for you, she really helped. Now you can be a better man for your brand new girl. You're getting everything you want. You bought a new car and your career's really taking off. It's like we never even happened, baby. What the fuck is up with that? And good for you, it's like you never even met me. Remember when you swore to God I was the only person who ever got you? Well, screw that and screw you. You will never have to hurt the way you know that I do. You moved on really easily.
You just heard. You just heard So American and Good For You by Olivia Rodrigo coming to Toronto this Friday and Saturday. I will not be seeing her, but shout out to anyone that is. Next up, I've got another artist on deck here that one of my... Can I call you my friend? Okay, my friend slash sister who is in the studio here with me right now. Little tidbit for you all right now. She's going to see... When are you going to see him? On Saturday in Saskatoon, of all places. Kind of surprised that this person is touring there. Seems a little bit random. Obviously, no hate. We love the prairies on this show. Maybe I'll even play an artist from Saskatoon later on the show today. A little sneak peek for you. But anyways, this is an artist that most people probably know. He's really blown up in the last year or so. And yeah, he's got a very chill vibe to him. I like to describe him as the American Hozier because they kind of look similar and kind of have a similar sound, and they even collaborated on a song together. And yeah, so I'm going to play you a track from Noah Kahn, who, like I said, my friend is going to see, my sister is going to see in concert in Saskatoon this weekend. And yeah, this is Noah Kahn with his classic Stick Season.
As you promised me that I was more than all the miles combined, you must have had yourself a change of heart like halfway through the drive, because your voice trailed off exactly as you passed my exit sign. Kept on driving straight and left our future to the right. Now I am stuck between my anger and the blame that I can't face. And memories or something, even smoking weed is not replaced. And I am terrified of weather, cause I see you when it rains. Doc told me to travel, but there's COVID on the planes. And I love Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks in one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. So I thought that if I piled something good on all my bad, that I could cancel out the darkness I inherited from Dad. No, I am no longer funny, cause I miss the way you laugh. You once called me forever, now you still can't call me back. And I love Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks in one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. Of the sticks, and I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed, and it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks in one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, that'll have to do.
Hours of hiding spent apart. Closest you could get, about all I would bear. Don't tell me all the things I wasn't. Could have made this big a difference to all the things you are. Years of listening, taking in, to one day take away. Thank you. watching TV, tired, bleeding on the bed. The milk is just expired, all the leaves are dead. I'm not quiet, you've been quiet, just receiving what you said. Reeling, feeding, feeling filled by everything you fed. I see you as you see yourself through all the books you read. Overwhelmed with guilt and realizing the disease. You give me chills, I've had it with the chills.
You just heard a little run of acoustic guitar songs there. We started out with Stick Season by Noah Kahan. Obviously, you know, huge, huge hit. I think most people know it. Kind of made him a pretty big household name at this point. And then I played All the Things I Wasn't by a Canadian outfit, The Grapes of Wrath. And that track you just heard there was Vampire Empire by Adrienne Lenker. And that's coming off of her album Bright Future that just released this past Friday. And, you know, I've been listening to it a fair bit. Obviously, she's one of my favorite songwriters. You know, she's seen as kind of a pretty big name in the indie scene and songwriting especially. For those who don't listen to my show regularly, she's also the front woman of Big Thief, who I'm also a huge fan of, and she actually released that song with Big Thief, I think, back in the summer, and it's a very different version of that song. It's a lot more, you know, it's not acoustic, there's electric guitars, there's drums, and it's a lot more angry, I feel like. I feel like that song is kind of about, you know, someone that's maybe wronged you a little bit. So I feel like in the Big Thief version, she's a lot more angry. In this one, she's a lot more kind of just accepted that that's the way it is. And I think it was really cool hearing this kind of reimagined version of this song. And I mean, this song's kind of also done the rounds on TikTok a little bit over the last while, especially that last verse. Maybe you recognized it from that. I don't know. I know she's been playing it at live shows for quite a while now before releasing it with anyone. So yeah, that was definitely cool to hear yet another reimagining of that song by her. Next up, I'm going to kind of switch gears a little bit to play something a little more upbeat, I guess. If you ask me who I'm a bigger fan of in the, you know, infamous mid-90s Britpop wars between Oasis and Blur, I would probably choose Blur more often than not. I'm a pretty big fan of Blur and their music, and obviously Damon Albarn went on to form Gorillaz after the fact, and he's had a lot of success in that group. I guess if you could call it a group, it's basically just him making music, and then another guy, I can't remember the name off the top of my head, basically just designed the virtual band that is Gorillaz. And I've played Gorillaz on my show before, but I'm going to play Oasis today because there is for sure one track by them that I really love, and, you know, will kind of bend the rules a little bit, bend my morals a little bit to play them, and I'm going to play that track for you now. This is Oasis with Live Forever.
Soaks you to the bone. Maybe I just wanna fly, wanna live but don't wanna die. Maybe I just wanna breathe. Maybe I just don't believe. Maybe you're the same as me. We see things I'll never see.
You and I are gonna live forever.
I said maybe.
Maybe I just wanna fly, wanna live, but don't wanna die. Maybe I just wanna breathe. Maybe I.
And that was Oasis with Live Forever. Next up, I'm going to play a Canadian artist. I believe she's from Alberta, but yeah, she's got her own solo career, but the reason I bring her up is because I discovered something interesting a few days ago. The Beyoncé song that is kind of trending all over the world right now, it's called Texas Hold'em. You've probably heard it, and it's a pretty good song. It's a fun song. It's got a nice vibe. It's pretty upbeat. And I found out that it was co-written by this artist I'm going to play for you right now, who goes by the name of Lowell. And yeah, like I said, she's Canadian. I've been listening to some of her stuff for a little while now. And yeah, so learning that was pretty cool that, you know, this little Canadian artist I listened to kind of helped co-write one of the most popular songs in the world right now. So yeah, I'm going to play a track from her. This is Lowell with a song that I was really into about a year ago. It's called Hampton City Cowboy, and it's kind of got a bit of, you know, it's got a bit of a slower feel at times, and then it kind of goes into more of a, you know, an indie rock, upbeat type of feel, the chorus, but it's a really great song. I really like it. So yeah, check it out. This one from Lowell, co-writer of Beyoncé's Texas Hold'em. This is Hampton City Cowboy.
I see you in a red light, tiny dancer. Do the smoky, soft uptown ballet. I get so deep inside my thoughts, you pull me out of them. How you drop and treat our nights like a valet. You're just my downtown, I need more.
Thank you.
That track you just heard was The Magician by Andy Schaff, who is a singer-songwriter out of Regina, Saskatchewan. As I mentioned earlier in the show, that's kind of me coming back around and playing. I know the Noah Kahn concert I was talking about was in Saskatoon, but you know, I still think the fact that Andy Schaff is from Saskatchewan and has, you know, kind of enjoyed so much success that he has is pretty cool. I think that's pretty cool. And yeah, I've actually, another reason I kind of played that song was because this is a quick shout out to my mom here. She's gotten me into this sitcom on Netflix called Louder Milk, which has quite a few of Andy Schaff's songs in it, which was a bit surprising to me. I was like, oh, that's really cool. I haven't heard him much out in the wild. So clearly the creator of that show is a fan of him. And yeah, that track, The Magician, was off of his 2016 album called The Party, and it's a concept album that kind of talks about, kind of covers a few different characters that are all at a party and interacting with each other, and different songs focus on the different people at the party and kind of their stories and their whole deal. So moving on from that, I think moving into the last 20 minutes of the show here, I think it's about time we kind of pick things up a little bit again. The last few tracks I've played are all pretty mellow, which is good, but this is a show that happens pretty late in the evening, so I think I kind of gotta pick up the vibes here a little bit or people are gonna start falling asleep. So I'm gonna play two tracks off of Fiona Apple's 1999 album called When the Pawn Hits the Conflict, He Thinks Like a King. What He Knows Throws the Blows. When He Goes to Fight, and He'll Win the Whole Thing, for He Enters the Ring. There's Nobody to Batter When Your Mind Is Your Might. So when you go solo, hold your own hand, and remember that depth is the greatest of heights. And if you know where you stand, then you know where to land. And if you fall, it won't matter, because you'll know that you're right. And I quote, that is the full name of the album. That is the full album name, that whole poem there. If you look at the album cover, you know, most people, including me, just call it When the Pawn to save their breath. But if you look at the album cover, it does kind of have that whole poem kind of etched on it there. But I'm a huge fan of this album. I really love it. I think it's Fiona Apple, some of her strongest songwriting. And yeah, I'm going to play a couple tracks off of that. I'm going to play the second and third tracks off of it. These tracks are called To Your Love and Limp. And Limp I'm especially a big fan of because it's got a pretty sick drum solo in the middle of it. So enjoy. We'll be right back.
chugging along to the song that belongs to the shifting of gears. Please forgive me for my distance, plain as evident in my existence. Please forgive me for my distance, the shame is manifest in my resistance to your love, to your love, to your love. I would have warned you, really, what's the point? Caution could be rarely ever helps. Don't be down, my demeanor tends to disappoint. Taught enough, even try to be civil to myself.
I never did it. anything that you meant. But no matter what I try, you'll beat me with your bitter lies. So call me crazy, hold me down, make me cry. Get off now, baby. It won't be long till you be lying, living your own hands.
To never seen. Every time I start to believe, something's raped and taken from me, from me. Life's gotta always be messing with me. Can't it chill and let me be free? Can't I take away all this pain? I try to every night.
Something takes
Hopefully, maybe that one got you up and moving around a bit, or it just woke you up a little bit. But yeah, those tracks you just heard were To Your Love and Limp by Fiona Apple. And that track you just heard was Korn with probably their biggest song, Freak on a Leash. And yes, I am a huge fan of that song. It's a great song. It's really fun. It's really good if you gotta get like some anger out or if you just want to hype yourself up. It's a fun song. Yeah, so I've got one last track here on the show today, closing out another episode of Through the Static. As always, I'm your host, Jordan Callist. You are listening to 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo. And this last track I'm going to play for you here, kind of keeping with the more upbeat feel that I had before. This isn't really a... I guess it's kind of a story, but I have a thing where sometimes I'm a huge fan... So I'm a huge fan of the movie Moulin Rouge from 2001, I believe. And it's a musical. It's a musical movie, and it's a jukebox musical. So it's mainly songs that already existed, and they just kind of put them in the musical and kind of repurpose them for the musical, if you will, or for the movie in this case. And it's got like a very specific production that, I mean, I'm not like a huge production nerd, so I wouldn't be able to describe it, but the biggest thing to me is the drums and how they're really big and loud and have a certain sound to them, and they're usually like, you know, kind of like halftime drums, that whole vibe. And occasionally there'll be a song that I hear and I'm like, okay, this sounds like it could be in Moulin Rouge, and the biggest thing is those drums. But in this case, this song, like, I feel like a lot of things about the production kind of make me feel like it's in Moulin Rouge. And it's the craziest crossover of artists. I feel like a lot of people get mad at me for comparing this song to Moulin Rouge. But this is a track by Death Grips. And I honestly can't remember if I've played them on the show already. But I really like their music. But it is very hard to find Death Grips songs that are even remotely clean. But this one is, so that's great. And I'm going to close off the show with it today. So featuring the, in my opinion, the Moulin Rouge-inspired production. So many people are going to get mad at me for saying that. This is Death Grips with Black Paint. Good night, everyone.
staring right at her.
I'm Eric Traplin from